Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. Is there a sadder sight than a sunken ship? I came across a small boat recently that had sunk in the canal near our house. I don't know about you, but the worst weather I've ever encountered was on a ship aboard the old ship SS Uganda. I don't know if it's still afloat. That was back in 1979. We hit a strong gale in the Bay of Biscay and I went on deck and up to the front as far as I could and actually enjoyed the exhilarating pitch of the boat up and down, the smashing into the waves. It was definitely exciting more than frightening. I never feared sinking. But the disciples of Jesus had a much more terrifying experience. In Matthew 8:24, suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. They got very wet in a small boat. And what about Jesus? Well, verse 24, he was sleeping. The soggy sailors had an understandable response. They woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." Jesus deals with the noisome wind and waves, but not before issuing a challenge to his disciples. "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" he says. But why? Isn't it natural for them to feel fear? Well, often this passage is used, and perhaps fair enough, to remind us that Jesus is with us in the storms of life, and not to be in despair when we're getting wet. But I'd guess that that wasn't the main takeaway that Jesus had in mind for his disciples, and I'd further wager that it was not the point Mark had in his mind either. More likely, the main lesson is connected with the awed whisperings of the men who witnessed the power of Jesus over nature. They said, verse 27, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." They are making the connection between passages in the Old Testament and Jesus. Perhaps they're thinking about Psalm 107, verse 29. "He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed." You see, only God had power over the sea, and here is one with the same power. Well, they can be comforted by Jesus being near them. They can be further comforted by knowing he has the power to tame the elements. But most of all, they can be comforted by the realization that God in the flesh has made himself known. Now, that truth can be a comfort for all Christ followers today. Whatever the problems of your life, you have the maker of the universe at your disposal. What kind of man is this? A man like none other. A man who is also God. And if he is around, we need not fear. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.